So supportive. We've had a pretty rough week in the last week, and a lot of people have really written sweet things and reached out, and it's been very moving, and I want to thank you all for that. Thank you. I want to send this one out to our dear Craig. This song's about how rock and roll saved my life as a teenager, and I know it did his too. Maybe some of yours too. This song's called Let There Be Rock. Dropped acid, Blue Oyster Cult concert, 14 years old. And I thought them lasers were a spider chasing me. And on my way home, I got pulled over in Rogersville, Alabama, with a half ounce of weed and a case of Sterling Big Mouth. Buddy Jane was driving me just barely turning 16. And I'd like to say I'm sorry. I'd like to say I'm sorry. I'd like to say I'm sorry. But I'm not sorry. I plan on living to come back to Austin many more times again. And I never saw Lynyrd Skynyrd, and I never saw The Clash, but I saw the Butthole Surfers, motherfuckers. On an empty stomach, and I drove over to a friend's house, and I backed my car between his parents' Cadillacs without a scratch, and I crawled to the back door, and I slithered through the mail hole, and I sneaked up them stairs in the toilet, and I passed out and nearly drowned, but his sister baby pulled me out. And I never saw Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I sure saw Molly Hatchet. The band that I was in played The Boys Are Back in Town. Skynyrd was set to play in Huntsville, Alabama, the spring of 77. But it got canceled. The show was rescheduled. Is it time to go home yet? I mean, it is a Friday night, I guess. We've come all this way. Maybe just a little bit.